Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball four. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rojas moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the mound. Drago reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hovley. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. May reaches second base with a double. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Piniella reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw strikes out. 1 out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobley takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. Hobley moves to second. 1 out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and has Hobley trapped. There's the throw to Andrews and over to Spezio, who tags Hobley for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Potek. Spezio moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago spins and fires to second, and Spezio is picked off. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, And the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing shortstop. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley bunts in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick scoops up the ball and tags Bradley for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wright now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Morales scores. Johnstone moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Norm Angelini now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Johnstone moves to third. Allen moves to second. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spezio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hobley. Spezio reaches second base with a double. Johnstone scores. Allen scores. May moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Tony Muser now playing first base. Joe Keough pinch hits for Norm Angelini. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hobley takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Scheinblum, who is chasing the ball. Morales reaches third base with a triple. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Abernathy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Piniella moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to third for the out. Mayberry moves to second. Two outs. Carl Taylor pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.